Well, based on a series of clicks on your smartphone or computer, you have reached the podcast version of Wakey Wakey, it's Danny Lakey. 99.99% of people are meant to be here. But if you've accidentally stumbled across a weird algorithm and collection of buttons done in quick succession and are not here, at least stay for the first bit of the break because it might pique your interest and you'll learn something new. April Fool's Day pranks, that's up first. Did you prank someone over the weekend? Or were you fooled by an April Fool's prank? We had some good calls and some kind of just jokes on you lame calls, I think. Also, there's some evidence suggesting that left-handers and people born in September are smarter than the rest of us. I fall under the umbrella of the rest of us, and we took on a September-born person. She beat me and is smarter than me. Also, unpopular names. Is your name on the decline for one reason or another? Osama, Isis, Alexa. These sorts of names are all becoming unpopular due to tragic events in the media or new emerging technology. These are all the things in the podcast. Enjoy the podcast.
Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey.
Always a quiet show on the Tuesday, first Tuesday back after a public holiday. But on 13 10 60, did you get up to a bit of fun over the Easter long weekend? Chatting April Fool's pranks. Did you get April fooled? Or did you play a prank like a fiddle? Parents have been sharing their funniest Easter pranks on Twitter for April Fool's Day. I think that's the thing with April Fool's Day, isn't it? It's like, it's almost a race in the morning. Whatever comes first, either a prank that you run into, or you figure out that it's April Fool's Day, and then you're just on high alert for the whole morning, right up until midday. Because did you know you can't actually fool someone after midday? Otherwise, you yourself are the fool. You can only prank before lunchtime, right? But the Easter combined with the April Fool's Day thing has been some sort of wet dream for parents out there, with many parents taking to Twitter with photos of getting grapes and wrapping them in mini Easter egg wrappers. Gotcha! Plenty of kids falling for that one. Also, one of them on Twitter shows a mother going to the nth degree by getting Brussels sprouts, and then she's coated them in chocolate and little like peanut bits, and then putting them back in Ferrero Rocher wrappers as well. 13 10 60, did you play some sort of April Fool prank over the weekend, or did you get fooled? The grandest of hoaxes has been sending children out on Easter egg hunts where there are no eggs to be found. Classic. That's pure evil. How long do you think it will take them to realise there are no Easter eggs hidden? Hashtag April Fools, one parent wrote. And someone else said, hey, I've got brownies in the cupboard. But then what they've done is a play on words, and they've just got the letter E and coloured it in brown and added two of them. Brown E's. Hey, I've got brownies. Brownies, like a brown E, brownie kind of thing. It's funny. It's a play on words. 13 10 60, did you get fooled on April Fool's Day? I fell for an online prank. There were plenty getting around on Facebook, and I didn't realise. I just thought it was a very bizarre sort of full moon day when Oak, the flavoured milk company, said that they were bringing out coriander-flavoured milk. I thought, oh, that's a bit bizarre. It sort of like got clicking in it and sort of like wanted to see what that was all about and thinking how ridiculous it was. And then I realised, oh, April 1st. Oh, yes, of course, the classic oak coriander-flavoured milk gag. 13 10 60. Did you fool someone on April Fool's Day? I don't know. Maybe we'll get some calls, maybe not. Were you fooled? Or did you fool anyone at any time? 13 10 60, hit us up. We'll get your calls on the air next. Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Rolling all through the night. 13 10 60. Did you fool someone over the weekend with the April Fool's Day? I mean, it's the classic day to pull a prank, isn't it? Only before midday, though. You can't pull the April Fool's prank after 12 o'clock, as I found out the hard way. 1 April 1st in grade 5, where Leroy let me know that if you pull it after midday, you're the fool, mate. So you can only do it before midday, but there's plenty of time and plenty of hours to pull an Easter Sunday / April 1st, April Fool's Day prank. Did you fall for something, or were you the pranker? Peter from Wangaratta, you sound like a pranker rather than the prankee.
Yeah, we got about 20 people.
Wait, easy there, mass prank. What happened?
Well, we rang up the local radio station, because we live so close to the Murray River.
Mm-hmm.
And we turned around and said there was a couple of baby dolphins.
Oh, Jesus.
Stuck in the river. What do we do? And they just turned around and said, well, we'll be down there, sir. We'll sit down there waiting to see what happened. And about 20 people come down and try to find these dolphins.
Now, when you guys were down at the river and you saw all the 20 people that have obviously fallen for your prank, were you then acknowledging that you were the starter of the prank and you were spreading vitriol across Wangaratta, or were you just sitting back in your deck chair watching?
We were just sitting back and seeing how many years actually took the joke.
20, you say? That's silly. They shouldn't have believed that. The Murray River is famous for cod and brim, not dolphins. How foolish.
Exactly.
Thanks, Peter. Good on you. Ed, in Melbourne on 131060, were you the pranker or the prankee this April Fool's Day?
Hey, big dog. I was a pranker. I'm actually an amazing prankster. I'm very well known for it. This year, I actually took the cake. I put on my Facebook page, hey, everyone, I have to come out and tell you something. I'm officially going to be transitioning into a woman. If you have any help or suggestions, please comment and paste below. Mm. So I set my alarm at 6:30, posted it, went back to bed. By the time I woke up at 9 o'clock, literally 50 comments. Oh, my God, people calling me from all over Australia, mum, dad, cousins. How dare you? Why are you doing this?
What? Hang on. Why the how dare yous? I was expecting people like, oh, congratulations. Love the skin you're in. Go for it. Your parents were like, how dare you?
No, this is a funny thing. No one was congratulations. Everyone was like, you just want to get famous. You want to be Gina Liano. You want to be on the Royal Housewives.
What?
Yeah, it was pretty funny. And even today, dude, people are still asking me about it, so it was a pretty good one.
Well, that's the thing. Have you done the follow-up Facebook status allowing everyone to know that it is a joke?
No.
I
sort of forgot about it, but anyway, it was a pretty good one, so...
Yeah. Well, some people aren't going to understand, and they're going to be waiting on your progress, and then they're going to have like a little facey stalk every 6 months or so, and go, "Geez."
No, but no one was congratulating me. Everyone was like, "Cause my name's obviously Ant." People, what are you going to change your name to, Antonia, or who do you think you are? And then other trannies that I'm friends with, they cracked it. They were like, "How dare you want to be a tranny?" Like, yeah. So, what? People were getting pretty aggro.
Transsexual backlash.
Yeah, well, they probably were a bit cut up because they probably thought that I was making fun of them, but I was just like, it's a pretty good joke.
Hey, you kind of were in the end, though, Ed.
Thanks. Oh, my God. You are savage and brutal.
No, you kind of. Ed from Melbourne, thank you very much. Jasmine in Melbourne as well, 131060. What was your April Fool's Day prank? Jasmine from Melbourne.
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, well, answer the first time, not the second time. Or is that your April 3rd day prank?
I have no idea. My April Fool's prank was I put a Snapchat of flowers and engagement rings saying I was engaged.
Oh.
And then everyone was congratulating me, and then I said, boom.
Oh, boom, gotcha. I'm still single and lonely. Joke's on you guys.
I'm forever alone.
Thank you. Angie, on 131060, wrap this up. You're in Queensland. Oh, yeah, Queensland. Welcome to the party. Daylight savings is over, so you can get involved in the show now. Anytime.
We don't do daylight savings.
What?
We don't do daylight savings in Queensland.
I mean, like, as in the Sydney daylight savings is over, so now we're in the same time frame as you. Anyway, as you were, Angie. Sorry. I'll shut up now.
Yeah, cool.
What was your April Fool's Day prank?
I told my ex-partner when I caught up with him 2 years later that I was getting married next month.
And what did he say?
Lots. And you're going to have to beep it out, but it was...
Oh, wait. I wasn't beeping nothing, Angie. I've only got the dump button. Refrain from using the F word or the C word. You beep it yourself. You say, he said, are you beeping kidding me? Do your own beeps. Well, sounds like a crazy prank, Angie. Thank you very much. 131060, did you prank someone on April Fool's Day? Marksy is on the line as well. Producer Felix, gauging by his facial expressions, does not want to put Marksy to air because the prank is unfunny.
Wakey, wakey, it's Danny Lakey.
Some very alarming news. People who were born in September are usually smarter, study finds. geez, I don't know. I don't know. I'm a pretty smart cookie and I'm not born in September. I'm an October's man. A study has found that babies born in September are actually much smarter than everyone else. And researchers came to this conclusion after looking at the cognitive development of over 1.2 million public school students aged between 6 and 15. The study used children all born in different months to reach the findings. Scientists also found that the increased scores built up over time. And those born in September had a higher likelihood of getting into a good university. I'm still dubious on these facts. Apparently, if you are born in September, not only are you cleverer, but you are also much less likely to spend time behind bars. Still not over the line with these facts. And if you were born in September and also happen to be left-handed, it apparently only gets better. Still not over the line with these facts. I'm a right-handed October man, and I challenge anyone out there born in September right now on 131060 to an academic duel-off, maths or spelling. Pick your poison, left-handers or September babies, because the big dog's got you covered. Yeah, if you want to play just a light-hearted quiz and you are born in September or left-handed, 131060, because this is just relating to the experiment and we are seeing if the study is right once and for all. September, are you born? Left-handed? Do you right with it? 131060, version of maths and spelling, quiz off next. Wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey. Around the country, 131060, ridiculous headline stating that people who were born in September are usually smarter than the rest of us. Study finds. Nah, not happy with that. Don't believe those facts for a second, which is why on 131060 we put out there, are you born in September? Could you take on the big dog in any subject of your choosing? Kaylin, you live in Sydney.
Yep.
On 131060, yes. Are you born in September?
Yes, I am.
Just a quick test to check that you are who you say you are. What's your star sign?
Libra.
Yeah, it's a classic. She wouldn't fall for that. She couldn't be that quick and smart on her feet. All right, now pick your subject, maths, spelling, or geography.
Which one would you be worse in? You'd probably be worse in maths.
Trick question. I'm a legend in all three of them. You going to go for maths?
Yeah, I'll go with maths.
It's your funeral. It's your funeral. Say your prayers. Okay, best of five, first of three. A simple, quick maths. Producer Felix has the math sums and problems. First one to buzz in with the answer. Don't worry about saying your name or my name. Just the first person to buzz in with the actual answer, all right?
Yep, sure.
All right, here we go. You're on September. I'm playing for team every other month. First one, producer Felix.
All right, let's start it off easy. 2 plus 9 plus 2.
13.
13.
Get around me! Woohoo! Sorry. 1-0. 1-0. Were you just warming up, Colin? September baby?
Oh, come on. Half a second means nothing.
Yeah, well, it means 1-0 in my book. 1 plus 0 is 1. Question number two. Go for it, producer.
All right, question number two. 11 times 11.
110.
No, 121.
Oh, is it? Check. Double check.
It's 121.
Damn it! Oh, what would mine be? Oh, 10 times 11. Bastard. All right. 1-0, 1-0. September 1, every other month 1.
All right, let's throw a spanner in the works. Question number three. 66 minus 68.
1! No!
Five. Minus 2.
Shit! She hasn't answered it. Have you answered it, Kaylin?
Yeah, I said minus 2. Yeah.
That is correct.
Yeah, that is correct. That still means a wrong buzzer for me because I'm the one pushing the buttons and I'm doing it from my point of view. Oh, no! Oh, shit! Sudden... All right,
You got to get both of these.
Oh, this is a Leighton Hewitt-style comeback. Oh. I can feel it in my horse. I pretty much just lost my own points. That's all that I've done. You haven't actually got any correct, Kaylin. I've just lost the game. All right. Here we go.
All right, here we go. 8 divided by 2 divided by 2.
2! Please, mm-hmm. please.
Kaylin, do you have an answer?
Yeah, it's 2. He got it right first. It's fine.
Get around me! Is this out of death? Whoa. All right. Okay. I was still feeling bad that wasn't the answer. I'm too trigger happy. I'm going with my instincts too much. I'm a very smart person. 2-all, final question. September versus the rest of the months in the name of science, proving once and for all who are really the smarter race, which isn't, it's not actually a race, but anyway.
All right. 99 times 99 divided by 99 divided by 99.
99.
One.
No. No. What is it?
One.
No!
Yes! Now I can get excited.
Damn it! What the hell? No. Trick tomfoolery. What was it? 99 times 99 divided by 90. Oh, damn it. Oh, you bastard. I'm telling producer. I'm not calling you a bastard. I'm calling producer Felix a bastard. But all right. September. You won fair and square. Damn it. Oh, my God.
Good luck next time.
Yeah. Oh, you really
it's
know.
A cheek.
You really know how to get under my skin, you Liberan. You. All right. Thanks, mate. Good game. Good game. All's fair in love and war. Wakey, wakey. It's Danny Lakey. Damn it. Millennial parents are shunning unpopular babies' names. No one decides when a name becomes unpopular. Sometimes it's a certain event, sometimes it's just a tipping point and a whole heap of things are finally gathering enough momentum for society to then shun that name. I mean, think 100 years ago, Fanny was top of the list when it came to naming a daughter, and then all of a sudden enough people decided that Fanny was a slang name for vagina, and all of a sudden Fanny's everywhere have been shunned. And before you know it, no one's called Fanny anymore. Unpopular name. Alexa used to be top of the list till very recently when Amazon decided to release their digital assistant and call it Alexa. Now people don't want it. It suffered a 33% decrease in millennial baby naming. Stan, that's another one on the decline. Not only is Stan one of those subscription TV services, it is now also a hashtag that translates to stalker fan. People aren't getting around Stan because of that. Ollie, once alive and kicking. Oh, baby Ollie. Oh, Oliver. Oh, yeah, what are you going to call your kid? Ollie. Oh, great name. No, not so much anymore. Ever since the bizarre internet phenomena, which saw humans eat American Ollie brand dog food. Just a viral video. Change your name all of a sudden like that. Felicia is another one. Bye, Felicia. That meme. Now, all of a sudden, Felicia's everywhere. A copping ridicule. And babies won't be named it anymore. It goes with the drop of a hat. I always imagine people who were called Siri before the Apple iPhone assistant came along. Just loving their life. Loving the funkiness of a name like Siri. Then all of a sudden, it just changes. Boom. Like that. Osama. Before 9/11, no one knew who Osama bin Laden was. Plenty of people called Osama. Now you get laughed. If anyone realised your name was Osama, school kids at the bus stop would be snickering, talking behind your back. Harvey, probably one of the most recent ones, after the Harvey Weinstein thing. Now all of a sudden, people who are called Harvey just look like gross. ISIS is another one. Very popular name. All of a sudden, ISIS have ruined it for all the ISISes out there. Donald, I mean, the list goes on. You could, Felix, you're living your life right now as a nice man called Felix. For all you know, tomorrow there could be some viral video who goes, "That's nasty, Felix." And then all of a sudden, you are tarnished with a, "That's nasty, Felix," for the rest of your life.
Well, there was a cat food that came out recently called Felix, and all the ads was clever cats get Felix. Apparently, clever cats get me. I copped that for months.
Yeah, and you're powerless. You're powerless to do anything about it. It's in society's hands. 131060. Did your name become unpopular for one reason or another? Or do you know a name out there that's on the decline because of some silly little thing going on in this weird reality we call life? JD from Mildura on 131060. What's the name that's a little unfortunate and unpopular these days?
Well, I just personally think that Angus. Oh. Who would name the kid Angus?
Oh, God. It's very angy, isn't it? It's very Angus. Take out the G, it just spells anus. That's not good either.
Well, it might have been a right, you know. Like, I don't like the name period, but it might have been a right until they brought out the all them Angus beef burgers and all that a few years ago.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, McDonald's have a lot to answer for to all the Anguses out there. And although Angus is a prime cut of steak, I'd imagine all the prime cut humans named Angus are now experiencing serious backlash. Angus has had nothing to do with it. They would just wake up one day, all of a sudden Angus is on trend, and they're copping the wrath of the Angus beef.
Yep.
It's not good. It's not good. 131060, Do you have a name? Have they got a little unpopular for one reason or another? Talking to you, Harvey. Does anyone know an ISIS out there? How does ISIS react to ISIS these days? We'll try getting more calls on the air next. Right around the country, wakey wakey, it's Danny Lakey chatting about unfortunate names. I mean, once upon a time, you just had a name and no one would bat a lash when you introduced yourself. Hello, my name is Harvey. And these days, anyone called Harvey would now be tarnished with Harvey Weinstein. Even last names, I'd imagine. Probably a big Weinstein community now ashamed to share their last names in public. All it takes is one person to reach a tipping point. All of a sudden, people just associate your name differently. Pre-9/11, there were Osamas getting around everywhere, just minding their own business, being congratulated. Hello, Osama. I mean, you couldn't meet an Osama these days without thinking about Osama bin Laden. You just couldn't do it. Donald, I'd imagine, would be a new one these days. Donald's, plenty of Donald's everywhere. Maybe getting the occasional Donald Duck, but he's a good guy. Now, it's all just Donald Trump. You would be associated with Donald Trump. Unfortunate names. There's a whole heap of them that are becoming unpopular with millennial parents. Alexas are down due to Amazon Alexa. Stan, due to the subscription TV service. Ollie, due to the dog food. And there's a whole heap of them. And your name could be next. 131060, Joe from Melbourne. Is there an unfortunate name that you're aware of?
Yeah, buddy. Got a bloke that I used to live near who has an unfortunate name. His last name was Overwater, and his parents decided to give him the first name of Rowan.
Deary me. I mean, this is Rowan Overwater. He doesn't even need any high-profile tragic story to come in the media to tarnish his name.
He works at the local paper too.
He works at the local paper?
Yeah, so he's a girl, so you see it in every paper, Rowan Overwater.
Oh, goodness gracious. I mean, the parents are obviously aware of this. They were setting him up for 90 years of ridicule, yeah?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're aware of it.
Jesus.
I don't know what they were thinking, but...
Oh, my God. Unfortunate name. Thank you, Joe. Dana in Melbourne on 131060. That's an unfortunate name.
Yeah. It's actually your name.
Oh, yeah, Danny?
Yeah, well, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel.
Danny, Daniel. Did you ever get it, like, back in the day? Anyone come up to you and be like, damn, Daniel?
Ah! Don't even get me started about damn Daniels.
It must have happened.
I was a nice... You know what? It changed my life forever. I was a nice boy called Daniel working in accounts at H&R Block, and the ridicule of damn Daniel after the viral video experience had to change my name and my profession. Now I have a radio show. I've called myself Danny, and I don't get the damn Daniels anymore, but it was a dark
time. Danny Lakey's a lot better.
Lakey is a lot better, and we've got damn Daniel to thank for that as well. Thank you, Dana from Melbourne, for bringing up old wounds. Peter... In Victoria on 131060. Unfortunate name?
Kai.
Kai. Now, why is...
Kai, as in... Think of the jelly.
Oh, the KY jelly, like the lubricant.
Yeah.
I see.
My sister was called Kai, and she had to go and change her name to a different name.
What, because the lubricant then got released?
Yep. She got cheese left, right, and centre.
See, I get it. Is it Kai jelly? I always thought it was KY jelly, or is that loose enough of a reference to wreck Kai reputations everywhere? It is.
Something like that.
Yeah, I see. Oh, God, imagine that, having to get your name changed. And what is the reason for this name change? Oh, just a lubricant. Oh, and Peter's gone. He didn't like that bit at the end there. Good riddance to you, Peter. Thanks for the call. Sarah from Sunshine Coast on 131060. Is there a name that has unfortunately spelt the demise for one?
Yes, there is.
Enlighten us on national radio.
My cousin called her little girl Isla. And it was only when she started to go to school that the teacher would write down Isla and their last initial, which is M. Mm-hmm. So they wrote it down as Isla M, which spells Islam. So all the kids were picking on her and coming home from school going, Mom, you called me Islam.
That's so good. And what's even better about that is that it's almost, it's so juvenile and ridiculous, but it's like only kids can see it. It's like like a ghost in the corner. Like adults can't see it, but then these kids can still see it. The kids have managed to work that out and it's gone right over the adults' eyes.
It did until she went to school, but now every time I think about it, I have a chuckle because I'm like, who called the kid Islam?
So true. Even in this producer's note here, it says, my cousin called her little girl girl Isla, and her last initial is M. And I'm thinking, oh God, does she even understand what this break is about? I didn't even do it. I've got it in front of me. And now all I can see is Islam in big letters. Not that there's anything wrong with Islam, but it's still kind of funny anyway. I used to get that in school. With Danny L. My last name's Lakey, Danny L. And that was like a girl's name. Oh, Danny L. Danny L. And come to think of it, there was an Isla Morris who used to tease me. I had the ultimate ammo.
Thank you. Islam was big back then.
Islam! Once again, can't stress enough, nothing wrong with Islam, but funny name nonetheless. Thank you, Sarah, from the Sunshine.
No worries.